The growing list of countries banning the Boeing 737 MAX 8 from their airspace after that weekend crash in Ethiopia includes Germany, Britain, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, China, and Indonesia. 157 people were killed on the flight from Addis Ababa to Nairobi, Kenya, after it crashed shortly after takeoff. Just 5 months after the same model plane crashed in Indonesia, a preliminary investigation in that crash points to a system on the plane that pilots did not know how to override. But U.S. federal aviation officials are calling the 737 MAX 8 airworthy. Here's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao defending that decision last night.
The FAA continuously assesses and oversees the safety performance of, you know, the whole U.S. commercial aircraft. If the FAA identifies an issue that affects safety, the department will take immediate and appropriate action.
NPR's David Shaper has been reporting this story. And David, what's going on here? Witnesses say they saw what seemed like the Ethiopian plane, you know, struggling to keep the nose up. That's just anecdotal, and it might indicate the automatic system. But what is happening? Does the FAA not see a potential pattern here? What are they saying?
Well, the FAA says it just does not have any information yet that there is a pattern of any significant similarities between the two crashes that warrants grounding these planes. These planes have been in service for quite a while. They've flown thousands and thousands of times. There's several dozen of them operating in the U.S., and they've been operating completely safely. In a statement last night, the FAA says it has not been provided any data to draw any conclusions or take any actions. And it basically reaffirmed that this plane is safe and airworthy and should continue to fly. Now, that said, the FAA did take some actions and has ordered Boeing to make some changes to that automated flight control system that the pilots have had trouble overriding, or you know, one of the biggest problems was that pilots didn't even know it existed.
Right.
So there have been some changes mandated by the FAA. Boeing says it is making those changes rather quickly, and they still have full confidence. In fact, you know, pilots' organizations are putting out statements. The pilots who fly these planes say they believe that they're still safe because they do have all the information, the latest information, to make sure they're flying safe.
Right. We spoke to a pilot yesterday, the same one we spoke to after the Lion Air crash. He said before that crash, he'd only had a 54-minute training session on an iPad.
Right.
Others didn't even know there was this anti-stall system that pushed the nose of the plane down if it went too high and stalled. The problem is it was doing it when the nose wasn't going too high and pilots couldn't override it. Is there a sense that maybe, you know, pilots in the U.S. where Boeing is based may know more about this than pilots internationally?
Well, that certainly could be the case. There are different standards for pilot rating and pilot training around the world. Although, you know, if you look at where commercial aviation stands today versus, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, certainly everyone around the world has upped their game and made air travel incredibly safe. We should point out this is still the, by far, safest mode of transportation other than just, you know, sitting in your basement and not going anywhere. It's an incredibly safe way of travel, but the U.S. has what many regard to be the safest aviation system in the world, and requires a great deal more training than some other countries do. And so there are questions about whether or not all of the pilots all around the world for all the airlines may have gotten all the information that they need to fly this plane.
Well, in just the few seconds we have left, so safe. And yet, we're hearing anecdotally about people learning that they can learn on their ticket in the small print what kind of plane they're on. And
Sure. There's
fears. Are there fears that this is going to impact the industry with cancellations?
Certainly there are fears. And you know, many travelers are concerned. You know, they know this by, you know, in their heads that oh, yeah, it's a very safe way of traveling. But everybody gets a little bit nervous when they step onto a plane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing that they see happening around the world is all these other countries taking these steps out of an abundance of caution. And many are saying, including a group called FlyersRights.org, why doesn't the FAA just out of an abundance of caution ground the planes just until we know more?
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of other countries are moving in that direction.
NPR's David Shaper, thank you.
My pleasure.